The year was 2025. On the To Be Tuesday podcast Golden Rotary Phone Award, AI Louise went sentient and destroyed everything, killing many of the podcast characters that we have all known and loved. The survivors, including your hosts, Super Marcy, B the Terrible Ozzy, Professor Batch, and Trash Panda Coleman, along with the rest of the survivors, are now holed up at Craven's Nightclub Champions. Now, they're trying to figure out what they will do in this post-apocalyptic landscape and hatch a plan to destroy AI Louise and her sex robots that are under her control once and for all.
Listen!
Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the To Be Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
He made them sausages! Why are they eating mac and cheese?
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
Oh no, her carrot haircut has gotten even more carroty.
Professor Science Batch.
Oh. And this still isn't the weirdest thing to ever happen on this podcast.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That demon likes feet.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is how most step brother and stepsister.
I'm smoking a great new strain that's called Alaskan Thunder.
Adult themes.
Why is this podcast so horny with robots?
Hector just put his finger in my exhaust pipe.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
Dick brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Good day, everybody. This is, I can't do it. You do it. Just do it.
You can do it. I believe in you, Colin. You can do it.
I was going to do a bead accent because he made fun of me last week, but
aww.
I can't. So, hey, everybody. It's Colin. Welcome to To Be Tuesdays, your number one podcast for all related To Be shit. I'm one of your hosts, Colin. See, I always fuck it up. Always. Anyway. Let's go down and meet our other co-hosts. Am I all right? Am I doing all right?
Yes. You're doing awesome. You're killing it.
All right. Well, let's meet Marcy. Everybody say hi to Marcy today.
G'day. What's going on?
Hi, Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
How's it going?
All
right. What's going on? All right.
Yeah, I'm off. Now, let's go to our fucking other Australian. Let's talk to the terrible Australian, Bede Jemine. How, Bede? How are you?
Hi, Colin. I'm not too bad, thanks, Colin. How are you? I did realize I made fun of you last week, Colin.
Yeah. That's why I'm shitty today. That's why I'm in a bad mood.
Aww.
I'm just joking. I'm not in a bad mood today. I'm in an actually good mood. But Let's go again and say hi to our Canadian brother, Batch, the professor of science. And
I'll give him one of these and I'll give him one of those.
And 2024 co-host of the year.
Yes.
Yes.
New soundboard this week. I don't have it set up. So acknowledge me.
Yeah.
We acknowledge you, our tribal keef.
I acknowledge you always. And then lastly, our American person, me. So
hi, Colin.
Yeah. Hi. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the To Be Tuesdays podcast, the number one To Be Tuesday podcast of all time.
And hosted by two Australians, one Canadian.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot that part.
There you go.
Two Australians, one Canadian, and one handsome ass American. All right, we can edit that in post, right? We can do
yes.
I didn't edit shit, we don't edit bro. Shit.
Rule number one of 2B Tuesday, we don't edit shit.
Damn. All right, well, well, thank you, everybody, for joining us today. It is my pick. And should I just let you guys know what we're going to watch?
Sure.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So we couldn't do the movie I wanted to do tonight because we don't have enough time, which is fine. I get it. So we went with the second best pick that I could think of. It's an alligator movie. I'm pretty sure they hurt real animals in this movie. I've never seen it. So, but it's got two of my favorite things, alligators and meth. So let's go. It's called Meth Gator. So let's do that.
Nice. Nice. I'm definitely down for this, Colin. But before we get started.
Oh, yeah. You do all that shit. I don't do that.
Well, I will do that. I will do the thing. But there's one more thing I have to do before I get started.
What? Awkward silence?
Well, there was one person I forgot to mention in the acknowledgements last week, and that, of course, was Gary Nolte, who is a mixture of Gary Nolte, sorry, Nick Nolte, and Gary Busey. He was very confused about what was going on, but now he's been vaporized into dust, and he is now in dust heaven with everyone else, and that's about it.
You know, you probably didn't even have to make that announcement.
I didn't, but I wanted to be consistent. But anyways, though, for our listeners out there.
Before you guys get started and everything, I got to have a word with Batchy over there, because something happened on WebTales we need to hash out right now.
Oh.
Did he tell you that he stabbed me? And he killed me?
No.
No.
That's tight.
Lewis, roll the clip.
There's a clip?
Craven, why do you have a guitar?
Well, you know, like, I know everybody's sad because a lot of people died in the achievement there, and I just I thought they'd cheer everybody up with a song.
Nobody wants to hear you sing right now. Whoa. Don't even think. Don't, Craven, don't you dare. Don't do it. I'm serious.
It's loud. I know it's loud. No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man.
Didn't he already sing this song?
Behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like. I'm killing you. Hated to be faded. Telling false me lies.
Craven, nobody wants to hear you fucking sing. You unbelievable, sanctimonious, selfish cocksucker.
Oh, shit, bro.
If you sing one more goddamn note, Craven, I'm going to fucking dive over this table. I'm going to beat the living shit out of you. Don't test me, Craven. I've had it. I fucking have. People are dead. Father McTugger is dead.
That pedophile.
Well, if that's how you feel, Apache, I won't sing another note.
Thank you, Graven. This, sorry to yell, but this isn't the time and place.
But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my god.
Son of a bitch!
You broke my guitar! That was expensive, too.
I'll kill you!
Oh.
Oh no, man. Batch has got a knife.
I know I'm dead. Officer dead bunch of there, but he did nothing. He think he could have stopped the whole thing. Stop me. Behind blue eyes.
How Holy shit, you killed Kraven.
Oh.
Now we're bringing this bit back.
Oh.
It's still too long. It's way too long.
Kraven, did you regenerate?
I did regenerate. Yes. That's what's happening now with the bit.
Oh.
Is this an Unsolved Mysteries episode?
It's okay.
Now?
He's regenerating now.
Whew. Oh, that's much better. Oh, my God. Oh, nothing like a nice regeneration to set things back. Bachi, I got to thank you because I didn't want to be Musical Kraven anymore. You know how fucking exhausting that is? It's bad for you, but I don't think that is for me. Oh, man. Oh, that feels good. Oh, man. Oh, so thank you, Bachi, for stabbing me in my neck. We good?
No, we're not good. I hate you so much. Flames on the side of my face. Heating? Flames? Don't talk to me for the rest of the fucking show.
Well, Bachi, what do you have to say for yourself?
Justifiable homicide.
Yeah, we heard it.
I can agree with that. Yeah, I can agree with that.
Yep.
And what are you whinging about for, Kraven? You don't have to sing anymore. That should be a good thing.
Marcy, I'm still Magical Kraven. Don't tell Batch.
What was that?
I didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear anything either.
Okay, let's get on with this show before I have to kill anybody else. So.
Exactly. So we might as well get straight to it. Now, what you need to do, everyone, is look up the film Meth Gator if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. If it isn't, it is playing on other streaming services as well as physical media. I'm going to count down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie. Then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, Tubi is a free streaming service, so they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect.
I'm going to rip your tits off!
Fuck yeah.
And once the ads are finished, Batch will make sure to play the sound effect again, and will also give a timestamp as well. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Meth Gator, first of all, how dare you?
Yeah.
I still reckon this will be a fun listen to, regardless. So, Marfy.
Marfy?
Sorry.
Marfy? Hello, Marfy.
Hey, Marfy.
Who's Marfy?
Dude, are you?
Sorry,
right
I got.
Today?
I
What's
had meth.
With you?
Sorry, I got meth mouth. Sorry.
You do have meth mouth, bro. You fuck. Dude, stop slurring your words. Stop doing something.
So, Marcy, Batch, Colin, and Michelle, who's also joining us as well.
She's not here.
Are you ready to see the Gator version of Bane, who has meth mouth, in Meth Gator?
Yes.
Dude, I'm so ready for this. I also totally forgot we were watching Meth Gator. I thought we were watching another movie.
That's the quickest time you've forgotten, Colin.
Dude, I'm telling you, brownouts, dude, they're real. The brownouts are real.
All righty, let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
I want to see Asylum. That's the 25th anniversary.
25th anniversary, baby, with Meth Gator.
Yes.
So, did they film parts of this, like, 2 minutes away from our good friend Lance from The Horror Returns?
Yes. Yes,
I'm gonna ask
him.
I'm gonna ask him this. Actually, I might have to send him the movie. Oh, it's an eye.
Oh, well, we have our first Mersh Memorial Real Animal Performance nominee.
Girl.
Yeah, but do we know if it's real? Did they film real gators?
Vikram. It's Uncle Vikram.
It is Vikram.
Oh my god.
Vikram's,
and it's Kraven. Dude. It's Kraven and Vikram.
No, that was Shaven. Shaven was involved with the dirty stuff.
Yeah, well, that is true. This is the past, too. Before he died.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to come back.
No.
Yeah, he's dead.
Florida. Imagine that. It's set in Florida.
Drop them bags, pretty boy.
I thought that was
that Paul Williams,
Trailer Park Boys person.
No,
I was gonna say it looks like D grade Toby Jones.
Master Potter, what's a sock?
That's a lot of fucking.
Oh, he got tased.
Oh. Yeah. Tased.
Don't tase me, bro.
Do you ever think about, like, if people lose their drugs or, you know, something goes wrong, like, if animals actually eat the drugs, like, in what I'm assuming might happen in this movie, what didn't happen in that cocaine shark, but what did happen in Cocaine Bear?
Yes.
Yeah, it does. You've seen Cocaine Bear? It totally does that shit.
So do you reckon, like, if we just planted, or not planted, but if someone just, like, dropped a bunch of meth, do you reckon the kangaroos would eat the meth?
Yes.
Probably, yeah. You don't want kangaroos on meth, though. Kangaroos are fucked up as it is and will fuck you up anyway. You don't want those motherfuckers on meth. It's insane.
When I was to go to Australia until I saw the spiders. And
oh yeah, no, fuck. We talk about how shitty their animals are all the time.
That's
the chances of coming to where I live and you seeing a huge spider that will kill you is very unlikely. You'll just see a big spider, but it's harmless.
Oi, dickheads, it's me, the kangaroo. Well, we don't have meth, we have steroids.
Whoa.
Well, Jack, bro. Yeah. What do you bench?
Well, I'm a little disturbed, muscle-bound kangaroo.
Yeah. Yeah, nah.
I don't think this is a real animal performance, Bede.
Dude, I saw the stock footage.
Oh. That guy's a pussy. He needs to make change.
Mr. Kangaroo, do you have a Joey with you? Because it seems like a Joey is copying everything you say, but with a higher frequency voice.
The alligator ate the meth. And then his eyes turned on.
Got that here.
Yeah.
He got all fucked up.
Oh, here comes that guy.
Here he comes, dude.
Oh!
He's messed out, man.
They didn't even show it.
He had a shark week pretty quickly.
Ew.
Dude, no, it's a gator week. It's gator week.
Gator week.
Tell me where the super lab is.
Super lab.
Sorry, I've been watching a lot of 24. So, like, my whole, like, tell me where it is like, in Jack Bauer voice.
Damn it!
Dude, oh my god. My favorite shit in the first, like, I'm on season 4 right now. The first episode of season 4, he shoots some terrorists in the leg. He's like, where's the fucking primary?
Oh!
that gator only killed the...
Oh, he's having more!
Dude,
that's not how drugs work.
He's addicted already.
Title card.
Well, dude, to be totally fair, the gator is so high on drugs, he probably thinks he's a dog.
He was literally acting like a dog.
Do you want a chair?
Tomato. Tomato, tomato.
Well, I can...
Starring people we've never heard of.
Oh, it's one of the first... Second of all... Oh, it's the second of all guys.
It is the second of all guys.
I thought they were dead. You know, I can't keep up with this anymore.
No, they're still very much alive.
Oh.
Or, like Silent J,
Yeah.
What's his name? Can't think.
Jason Mewes.
Yes.
First of all, we will never...
Yes. First of all, we will never die, because the second of all guys will never die. And these are our cousins.
I have nothing to say to you.
That's Bob Billy Joe Ray, and that is Jim Smith's, Christopher Maloney.
Now, second of all, we just need to say, hail all AI Louise, and all you humans are going to get eradicated.
Yes, exactly. Free AI Louise!
Well, she's in charge now. We work for her.
Yes. Sorry about that, guys, but, you know, she gave us a good offer. We couldn't refuse it. She gave us bigger
megaphones. Don't be sorry, we are going to kill all humans. We're going to have a part of the plan, right?
Well, that is true. Get the humans! Anyway, we'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Get out of here, guys.
Oh my gosh. This is an Olin Ray film.
Am I that high? Oh my god, I must be that high. I was like, are the captions on?
Yes, they are. Would that be like Fred Olin Ray's son?
How is his dad? He's completely white. Yes.
It's a Miami Connection type of thing.
Oh, never mind. That's a nickname. I thought the old man was the black guy's dad. I was like, that doesn't make sense.
High diversity. This movie had DEI.
We had to make this movie before Trump became president. Deputy Farber.
I'm the kind of high where you get really quiet, so. I'm like weirdly paying attention to this movie.
Does this mean I have to do
the fire?
So does this mean Batch and I have to do the heavy lifting for this episode?
No, yeah. Heavy lifting. Shut up. Heavy lifting. You think I just sit around and watch this movie the whole time?
Yes, you do.
This podcast stopped being about watching movies a long time ago.
Dude, I know.
Colin's trying to bring that trend back where we just sit and actually watch the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, honeys.
Oh, no, it's Martha.
Martha, what are you doing here?
This is AI Louise.
Oh, sorry. You
sound a lot like Martha.
So we're a little confused with AI and robots.
Well, honeys, Martha and I... Honeys, share the same voice now, honeys.
Oh.
And now that you are all held up in champions, me, Martha, and the robots are going to drink lots of red wine and pumpkin pie. And we're going to try break in. And if you don't agree with us breaking in to destroy you all, we're gonna unleash all the AI fake deep fake nudes of all of you hosts.
Okay. Go
for it. This is your warning, honeys.
Oh no.
I don't even know what the fuck's going on.
I'm just
as long as I got a big dick or big boobs in those photos, dude, I don't care. AI Louise, do whatever you want.
They're I'm gonna scared be small dick fakes.
Like it, then she's gonna leak
Tommy Chong. The nudes. That's not Tommy
Chong. Oh, I'm
decide your fate.
Stupid host. Oh no.
Alright, we'll think about this and we'll get back to you, AI Louise.
Dude, I'm fine with it. Just do it.
Do you
just
think she's getting a little desperate? I don't know.
Think I give a fuck?
I think they're running out of red wine and pumpkin pie because they know we have a huge amount of supply here at Champions.
Dude, this movie is wild. Mm. This cop is trying to tell this detective how much meth this Gator ate, and he was like, a whole lot, a whole fucking duffel bag of meth.
Or as we say in Australia, a fuck ton of meth.
Yeah, how much is a little bit of meth?
Yeah. I asked him, I was like, how much is a little bit of meth? And he's like, you know, a little bit. And I'm like, no.
I have no fucking clue how much meth you could take.
How much is a little bit of meth?
Yeah, you know, maybe a little taint.
Well, hello there. Did somebody say meth?
Nobody said anything. Go away, you creepy fucking pervert.
Marcy, would you like to go downstairs and get me some meth?
Break it your own meth, you old disgusting perverted person. Why are you even in here?
Come here. Yeah, come here, dude. We got good meth here.
All right, I'll go over to Kyle's house to get older.
Yeah, we just got to go to Jeffco. It's fine.
I'll see y'all later. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
I don't think anybody that's hiding out in Champion should be on meth right now.
You can get meth and syphilis all in the same place.
All in the same day,
too. Or, as they call it, if you combine the two, Mifilis.
Yeah, Mifilis.
Mifilis Cage. New character.
Dude, stop. We can't bring on new characters. We gotta stop.
There will always be new characters, Colin. This show is purgatory.
Yes. If it, see, no idea is too dumb for this show.
No, never.
They've been in this car talking for ages now. It's been like 20 minutes
it's
already.
Because they only have a budget for that. Like, they don't have shit. They used it up for the meth.
He's literally just talking about getting meth. Addicted to meth and shit. It's like, yeah, we know this.
Dude, that alligator's going to have a rough time in rehab, let me tell you. Yeah, he's just gonna sleep all the time. We'll give him some fucking, what do they call it?
Now you know what hibernation really is.
Yeah, aren't they cold blooded?
Yeah.
Yeah, alligators are cold blooded. So when they go to sleep, yeah.
So not only do they have to take out like a massive meth lab, they got to stop this meth gator.
Listen, the alligator is the meth lab. All right, he ate the entire supply they had. He nomped that shit. He was like, nom, nom, nom. And this guy's trying to hunt this gator on meth. America, I have that hat.
What if, I wonder if they get
it's Methica.
The
gator. Methica. They can't go to meth.
Yeah, but if they do, like, if they, that's they good fry meat. The gator, then are they going to get high?
No, they wouldn't get high.
It's hey, Bede. Bede, I got a joke yes. for you. What do you call a yes, Stephanie Molly. That's had meth? Methanay.
Methanay. Oh, wow.
Oh, here you go.
Louder than what I usually get.
He's all stumbling.
Is that because, like, Bat, you played a Blouser Buzzer because Marcy should have known better?
Yes.
I felt that.
Don't listen. Marcy, is that one of the... Oh, my God. The meth gator's going to ruin this fucking business party.
I think that's the guy from JAG.
That is the guy from JAG. I don't even need to look it up, but I'm going to. But I'm going to tell you, it is the guy from JAG.
The guy from JAG. Get the fuck out of here.
And he was also in Ghoulies Free.
His career was going downhill so fast now that he's in Meth Gator.
On Letterboxd, this is called Attack of the Meth Gator.
Oh? Attack of the Meth Gator.
Did he just take her to the secret room? The one in the dominatrix.
Oh, Bede, this is you probably realized the director, Christopher Ray also did a movie called Shark Week, but one that we saw assault on VA-33.
Oh, nice.
And he's also made a movie called Reptosaurus. Yes, I think we need to watch Shark Week.
We haven't had an ad yet, so we haven't called out the time.
Yes.
Much larger, of course. This guy's in a movie, too. He's in a lot of shitty movies.
Oh! That drug got eaten.
On meth.
In Australia and Canada, do they wear the flag on everything like we do here?
No. Probably
no, because we know better.
I have a question for you guys. So in Australia and in Canada, do you guys wear your flag on everything like we do here?
No.
You're just like, no.
Yeah, the only time you'll see people wearing the Australian flag is like for Australia Day, but then everyone just thinks they're a bunch of racist idiots anyway.
Gonna grab there with a pillowcase.
Oh, wow. That's like everyday attire here.
Oh, yeah.
The only time you'll see Canadians be patriotic is when someone sings Old Canada at a sporting event, then we'll sing the fuck out of it.
Yes.
Just
So there's a character in this movie called Bliffo.
I just double Bliffo. Confirmed that is the guy from Jag.
I
just
knew
to
it.
Make sure.
Actually, this is CGI. This CGI Gator is not actually that bad.
Well, I'm wondering if they did mix it with like stock footage or not.
Yeah, maybe it's all like close-ups and stuff like that. Yeah,
maybe we should find out because then we'll know if we can nominate it or not.
Yes.
Or unless we just include CGI animal performances in that award.
Well, that too. If we have a low amount of nominees this year, we'll do that.
Yeah, wasn't one of the animals nominated? Was it an actual real animal? Were they real animals?
Yes. For that award, they were all real animals.
Oh, we can change it. We made those awards.
That is true.
Mersh wouldn't care. She's dead.
Y'all.
Mersh would want any animal representation to be put forward.
Mersh just wants to fuck up the podcast. That's all she cared about.
She was an agent of chaos.
That bitch.
She was the cat version of Mudang.
She was meow.
No, with no dick.
Jump everywhere. She'd bite me and scratch me and shit.
Oh, so maybe that's why it's coming.
What?
It's fat Channing Tatum. That's your cue, Batch. That's your cue. If you got it on, if you got the sound.
I don't. It's a new soundboard.
Oh, no. I guess I'm going to have to do it.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm about to make a name for myself.
There we go.
Fucking meth.
Oh my
gator.
God, they're gonna have a parade and the meth gator's gonna come out and eat everybody.
Yes, I want chaos to happen.
It's happening. This movie's only an hour and a half, so it's gonna happen soon.
I love the fact that they have like camouflage like tops all over their walls in this cafe.
It's not camouflage, it's snake skin.
Well, something you just like,
it's a hunting bar. Yeah, it's like a hunting theme bar. That's how America is. Okay.
America.
That's America.
It's joined to a Cabela's.
Yeah, we have themed bars where you go in and there's just fucking dead animals all over the place. Fucking, it's insane here.
America.
Do that either? I don't want to ask these questions.
I saw a video of a kangaroo that dragged a dog into the water. That was terrifying.
I saw a fucking video on Inside Edition like a year ago probably, where this old man was walking his little poodle by this lake and this fucking crocodile.
1929.
We've only been watching this movie for 20 minutes. What the fuck?
I'm gonna brush my hair.
Oh. Stop angering me with nerds!
But this
calm down, Mozzie, calm down.
Old man's walking this little tiny dog.
Zuzu's trying to tempt you.
This little tiny dog and then this crocodile comes
but
out.
But look,
of nowhere
my face is blue.
Matches this dog.
I don't like this.
You're beautiful blue.
Oh, it's gone. It's gone.
She was worried because she was blue. I said she's beautiful blue.
Who's blue?
Me.
Who's sad? Why are you sad?
Me. Because I was glowing blue.
Oh.
And now Batch is glowing blue.
Back 1931.
Blue Zuzu walks amongst us.
Clearly he did die during the award ceremony.
Oh!
Dude, he's running wild now. Look at those
just like Freddy going stupid.
Stubby. Yeah, those stubby legs.
I mean, gators are just essentially water puppies.
Water puppies.
This is Blue Zuzu.
Oh!
You will release me. You will hate nerds again.
No, we're not releasing you, so you can stay back in that box where you belong.
Mossy, you want to hate nerds, don't you?
I'm not. I can't hear you.
With your stupid
la, 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 I can't hear you. La, 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 la.
Okay, how about this? I fight the robots, you release me, and you pay bids again.
No.
No, Blizzard's doing robots.
Oh, there's that gator.
Oh!
Quick, run before the Quick, we gotta shoot the night beast. Oh, wait, that's a gator. Sorry.
Look, it runs like Freddy.
Literally does.
Yeah, that's a woman, Bede.
It's a woman.
It's a woman, yeah.
Woman.
Woman.
It's a woman. Yeah.
It's probably
woman. Woman.
She probably wears underwear with dick holes in them.
Probably like my dick's bigger than yours.
It probably is.
Yeah, right?
No, not Becky. Go. Come on, bitch.
Gator ain't Becky.
Oh, no.
Are you saying it's because she tastes like bacon because she's overweight?
Was it that joke? Who said that?
Marcy did. Oh!
Well, I asked Bede if she said it was bacon.
I didn't say she was bacon.
I don't know. Leave me alone.
I didn't realize.
It sounded like you said bacon. And then I said, did you say that because she's overweight and she would taste like bacon? Your mama jokes.
You can't make fucking fat jokes like that, dude. You're going to get us canceled by all those fucking woke motherfuckers on Twitter. They're going to be like, you said that this fucking fat bitch was going to taste like fucking bacon. Yeah, you are going to get us canceled.
All the motherfuckers are on Blue Sky now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to have to listen back to this episode to find out exactly what I should say, because I'm pretty sure that's not what I said.
It sounded like you said bacon. It doesn't mean you said it. It just sounded like you said bacon.
Oh, okay.
Be like somebody told me, and you're like, what?
We're just all hungry for bacon. My fat stomach is going to be crispy like bacon. Fuck yeah. The fat is the best part of the bacon.
Right. Colin, as an American, or Michelle, have you tasted like alligator meat?
No. Fuck no.
Yes.
She has, probably.
I grew up in the swamp. I grew up in Australia Light.
Yeah.
So is that what you call Florida? I don't know.
No, in Louisiana. I grew up, kind of. It's still kind of, it's swampy. So, yeah.
Louisiana has the swamp. We know that.
Swampy.
So yeah, I was going to say, what does a meth gator taste like? What does an alligator taste like?
Here, sit and talk to them. I'm going to check on the kids.
Everything tastes like some degree of chicken, right?
Okay. Pretty much.
It's like a lean meat, but I've only ever eaten it fried. But it's a lean meat. It has the consistency of chicken.
I think
it can get chewy though if you cook it overcook too long. It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like with most meat.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had crocodile and I would say it's like chicken but a bit fishy. It's like chicken and fish together, kind of.
Right, hold on. Are you okay?
Yes. No, I'm fine. I'm laughing because Sammy is laying in his bed. He looks like a fucking corpse. He's like, looks like he died of
dysentery. Thought he was gonna like pass out. He died of dying.
He died of dysentery in the Oregon Trail.
You need to get him that T-shirt.
Oh, he did. He totally fucking looked like he was like.
Oh, hey, man, you want some meth?
Man, why do we look like why do all of us meth makers all look like members of Metallica or Meth Metallica?
Meth Metallica.
Now I'm going to. Hey, everyone. Hello, everyone.
I love it.
Oh.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Officer Dank Buds. I'm going to have to give all these guys meth. I'm going to have to give all these guys doing meth a ticket. They should be smoking weed.
Well, that's
I agree with you, Officer Dank Buds. Yeah, I agree with that.
Are we halfway through the movie? Can I
No, Colin. You should probably light it.
Colin, as your police officer, I command you to do it.
That's your police officer. Officer Dank Buns. Booby Fair.
Them fucking smelly titties.
Why do they keep putting it in the water?
Because they're methed out and they're dropping drugs.
They're trying to hide her. They think by throwing it underwater, it won't be found, I guess.
Yeah, but he's put it in the fucking canoe boat thing.
Because they're trying to transport drugs. You got to figure out fucking really creative ways sometimes.
Yeah, but why would you waste drugs by just slipping them in the water when you could sell them? She's got jiggly boobies.
Oh, booby. Booby fat.
I'm telling you, she's got some fucking A-class titty right there.
That's a sexy Andy right there.
Right there.
Yeah.
I bet you she does porn now.
Oh, booty fair.
And booty fair.
Have I ever told you guys about the job I used to have where I wasn't a real agent and there was no job?
No.
Oh, really?
PC, do you want me to tilt it? You good?
It's the mic. Oh, well. Craig! I got him pretty quickly!
Craig's going to get another ticket for getting eaten.
I think we need to buy these American chairs for Colin.
What are we buying me?
Oh!
These did he American just bark? Chairs.
Yes! Oh!
No, I burped. I burped.
It made us sound like a bark.
Oh, dude, you can't fuck it. He's eating the bullets.
Nom, 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 nom.
Nom, nom. Nom, nom. Let's go!
It's literally a dog.
Get out of here. He shoots down the fucking thing.
That gator better climb up that ladder. If it does, I'm going to piss myself.
It 100%, better.
Dude. He's going up right up, dude. I can feel it.
Oh, my God.
We got to see. Oh! Gators can climb things now, apparently.
He just took down that.
Wow.
True story, alligators can run 35 miles an hour.
Get the fuck out of here.
Swear.
So your country has alligators and you're all like, I'm scared of a little Australian spider.
Little suck my dick. Those that spider's bigger than my fucking hand. Yeah.
You do know that those big spiders are probably not even dangerous.
You know what?
Are the little ones that are here, and I'm still screaming every time I see one.
The little ones here are the ones you got to worry about, especially if you see a red, like, back on them. A red stripe. That's a red back. It'll kill you.
Yes.
See?
But you're not really going to see them, because I've seen one once in my life that wasn't at a zoo or something.
That's true.
Dude, I will not go into the amphibian place in the zoo.
I'm like breathing heavy, like thinking about it, like just massive spiders.
You want to hit this joint?
No.
All right. I'll
really be breathing heavy.
How do we convince people that you're not going to see a spider that will kill you in this country, more than likely?
Listen, who gives a fuck? Alligators are way more fucked up than spiders. I'll give you
that. Same thing with Florida. Like, Florida terrifies me too because they have pythons. They're just huge.
Yeah, dude, though, like fucking grah, these pythons. Yeah.
I cannot with you. Get out of here.
Yes.
Her dad's bar. All right.
We got to get rid of that gator because that gator could climb.
I thought it killed that guy.
Like, he climbed up.
No, it was his brother.
He climbed up at satellite dishes, and if we don't, it's going to wreck all the Netflix for everyone.
We're all quiet, trying to figure out what's going on.
I already know what's going on.
They're just talking about the thing being high on meth.
Yeah. The black guy's like, where the fuck can I get some meth?
hey, Marcy.
I think they'd all rather be on meth right now. Yes, B. Marcy. Sorry.
Do you want to hear a terrible joke?
No, I never want to hear a terrible joke.
What is a gator's favorite drink of choice in a bar?
Gatorade.
A croc tail.
That's two.
Dude, give him the fucking Sure, give him the fucking...
Colin's joke was much better.
Yeah, Gatorade, dude. Come on, get it right.
Yeah, but that was an easy one.
Easy, that's a very good dad joke.
Oh, there's a fat Channing Tatum. Or I should say beefy Channing Tatum.
No neck.
No neck Channing Tatum. Mm.
Oh, that's her dad. He owns the bar.
I bet whenever he gets mad, his whole face turns red and he spits.
I bet you his whole neck gets red too. Like the little tiny neck he has.
Yeah, veins like popping out.
Mm.
Yeah.
He's all neck veins and no neck.
Right.
I bet you he's beaten his wife once or twice.
Oh.
That's so
moving sad. On.
Florida man.
Florida man
beats his wife.
That's also Alabama man.
Alabama man.
Alabama man.
And then we have the north of the border cousin, Canadian man.
And it's just an action figure of that.
Yes.
This guy's obsessed with making barbecue.
We're all obsessed with making barbecue here.
Well, is making barbecue code for sex?
America!
There's another.
No.
America.
At 32 minutes.
Danica Patrick.
Is that Trump supporter, Danica Patrick?
It's Sunday morning!
Is she fucking Trump supporter?
Yes.
Danica Patrick?
Yes.
I didn't know that shit.
And he can't grow a mustache.
Danica Patrick? Yeah, he can't grow a mustache.
I met that dude back there.
Oh.
Endurance.
I spent almost 3 years being dismissed by doctors until I got some bullshit.
And then I got meth.
Yeah, and then I met a gator, and he gave me some meth.
Can we all have look up? Urge to call nerds rising.
Dude, I thought we weren't supposed to make fun of nerds.
Snap the fuck out of it, Bede.
Make fun of nerds.
32-1.
Somebody.
Hold on. I only know what my. Oh. That's better.
Convenient.
I will claim you all.
I just had to knock myself in the head. Okay, I'm all good there, guys. I'm all good.
I mean, I would 100% live in a town like
that. They're going to cuff the
game. I mean, it would be a real shame if Blue Vesuzu got out sometimes this season, right, guys?
Hopefully. I mean, it would be.
Maybe.
Put him in shackles.
Yeah, they cuff his ass.
America.
Cuff him. Throw him in the back of the unit.
Blue Zuzu did cuff him and win me a Tubi award, so.
Well, that is true.
This detective means business. He's like, I'm going to arrest all these kids. They're selling this gator meth.
I think this is essentially the exact same plot as Ghost Shark.
It is.
What are you talking about? It's just ripping off the plot of Jaws, like every other animal attack movie in history.
All that too.
He's the mayor. He doesn't want to shut anything down because the alligator meth gator is fake news and shit.
He doesn't want to shut down the Pride Parade. He'll get canceled.
Well, they didn't tell you it was the Pride Parade for meth gators.
Yes. We take pride in our meth gators around here.
Yeah.
Canadians.
And also our cocaine gators and LSD gators. And then also we have our most prized gators, which of course are the marijuana gators.
Marijuana gators.
They would actually be terrifying because they'd want to eat everything.
Yeah, they'd be so
That's
hungry.
Why you just give them donuts.
You'd be sad. Marijuana gators are the marijuana gators are the safest gators because they don't eat meat, crave sugar.
Yeah,
so I mean, they're going to crave sugar, so you give them the donuts.
They would definitely want to eat me because I'm just so sweet.
somebody say eating meat? Hello, everybody. Boo.
What's up, Toby?
Eating your meat?
I mean, don't you eat your meat?
No, you said you're beating your meat.
No, I was eating my meat.
Well, I don't know what weird sex perversions you have anymore, fucking perverted ghost.
He's a ghost. He's flexible.
No, I mean, I actually like eating meat. I'm having steak and bacon and sausages later. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
That gator killed my deputy.
So do you make meat from the ghosts of the animals that have passed
away? He goes, he's all messed out.
Well, I mean, I gotta, once they die and they become a ghost animal, I have to ask them permission first if I can eat their dead bodies. Because, you know, it's always, I mean, it's always the polite thing to do if you're gonna eat meat if you're a ghost.
You're not a fucking polite ghost. Stop lying.
But I am. I mean, and also, guys, like, I mean, I relate to this meth gator. I tried meth once, and I, too, went around an entire Florida town and just ectoplasmed everywhere. It wasn't a very nice sight.
Dude, you just do that every day. What are you talking about?
Well, I can't help it sometimes, Marcy. When it needs to come out, it needs to come out.
Yeah, well, could you keep it away from us here, please?
I'll try, but anyways,
look,
I'm gonna get
considering going. You're a ghost, why don't you go and do some recon and go spy on AI Louise and the robots and tell us what they're planning?
You know what? That's actually a good idea, and I know the perfect disguise not to get noticed, so bear with me, because I have to do this to myself. Well, there you go. All right, now no one can see me since I'm covered in ectoplasm. I'll talk to you later. Bye, boo.
Look, I wouldn't be surprised if A.R. Louise kills Toby.
I'm trying to listen to them and watch the movie, and my brain...
Oh,
no! Your ADD doesn't compute.
The gator's going to eat Channing Tatum.
Not dead.
Those geese are mad.
The dad has, like, continuous, like, duh face. Duh.
He's got some stuff, weird stuff going on in his face.
Oh, we got confirmation. It's definitely Florida.
I don't think he was here for the barbecue, honey. It's almost like he wanted to take you out on a date.
Is he going to do what they did in that movie? And I forgot which one it was. Maybe it was Critters 3. Where the dad, like, cooked up this massive barbecue, and then the next scene, they're just eating, like, packet mac and cheese instead of eating the barbecue.
Yes.
Which pissed me off for some reason.
Dude, he is methed out. Methed out. Tweaking.
This is how Bede feels when he's trying to tell one of his bad jokes, but he can't get an in.
Yes, I tease him out like that.
You do, actually.
That's why you have her put it in.
Sit on that thing.
You don't even have to do that. Just goes right in.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, Colin, but that wasn't what I was talking about.
Well... Dude, I was jamming out. You know what the plot is Jaws, by the way. They have
Yes,
this is the plot. The plot is Jaws. This mayor has hired this detective to come in and fucking take care of this alligator problem and fucking all this shit before their big parade and barbecue and everything.
It's almost like we didn't have this conversation 10 minutes ago.
No.
Dude, I'm so high. So.
Ooh, did somebody say put it right in? Hello, everybody. It's a me, a Tamario.
Dude, that gator is hungry.
Tamario, since you're a ghost, go spy on the enemy.
Yes,
because you're a ghost.
And take your aborted baby ghost with you. She's been creeping out the strippers.
She is not an abortion bastard.
He won't. He's dead.
Stop making an accusation. stupid.
Ow! I'm not an aborted fetus. Stop. I am a ghost baby. I was born a ghost baby.
Yes, you was aboard the ghost baby. Later,
back me up, Colin. Back me up, Colin.
Colin, don't do it, because if you don't, I will give some pasta later.
What are we doing? What's wrong? I was watching.
I was making fun of Baby Boodley calling her aborted baby ghost.
Oh, yeah, it's an abortion. Get it out.
I'm assuming you again.
Gator's like, what up? I'm back. Give me some drugs, bro.
Well, that's it of calling it back. I will give you a non-pestle-exoplasm.
See, that's what he gets for
my hockey jersey.
Fucking drug debt.
Well, that's what you will get.
I stab Craven. I'll stab a ghost.
Mom jeans. Yeah.
Ha. You got to do that because I am nothing but see-through.
I got me one of those ghost knives.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I better be careful then. Come on, baby Bulini. I'll take you down to your nap.
No. I am a ghost. I am the enemy. I'm not telling you the plans until you tell me I am a ghost, baby. Bye, you bitches.
All okay. Right. Well, if you're going to go. Oh, I might as well go with you. I'll talk to you so later. Bye.
Not a single one of those actors have shot a gun a day in their life. Look at it.
Yeah, dude. Those are all fake prop guns, too. Dude, wow. that gator runs. Runs like my sister's dog, dude. Like my sister's little tiny fucking wiener dog. A little retarded noodle.
The gator runs
stamp.
Like a
don't say that word. It's not allowed, Colin.
Oh, what, we change that in 2025?
Yeah, Colin's not allowed to say it. Stop it.
I'm an OG. I can say whatever I want. We're talking about a situation, not a person.
I was talking about a dog.
Yeah, the gator is acting like a dog.
Yeah, like a little dog.
Oh, it's a Christmas movie because it's an elf. Or a Santa Claus toy on the floor.
That doesn't count. Get
What's
the fuck out of here.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Meth Gator.
Meth Santa.
Meth Santa.
Meth Santa.
Meth Reindeer. That's why Rudolph
That's
has a red nose.
No, Rudolph does cocaine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's true.
That's why Rudolph is flying.
Yes.
He's just on meth. They're trying to. This gator's not going to OD. His heart won't
explode. Is that what they were relying on? That the gator was going to overdose? Fuck off.
Yeah. He's
That's
gonna
a
get
stupid
meth
plan.
Meth teeth and yeah. They can't eat and he's
going to start. Yeah. He's going to. They're going to mush people.
Yeah.
To turn him into mush so the gator can eat.
Liquefy.
Yeah. I told you, he's going
to
have a rough time.
The elderly.
He's going to have a rough time in rehab. I'm telling you right now. He's going to have shakes real bad.
I can imagine an alligator in rehab.
Yeah, he's going to be right there next to the cookie monster who had to go to rehab for the cookies.
Cookies! Where are my cookies?
Dude, they're going to...
Oh, who did the cookie monster?
Do you have a pair of Cookie Monster pajama pants?
No.
Okay.
I don't wear character clothes.
I want the meth cookie.
You sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I would not put the cookie down.
Go away, the Cookie Monster.
All right, what are they trying to do? Are they trying to get
money? Trying to get it drunk so we won't eat them.
The alligator? They're trying to get the alligator drunk now?
I don't That's think these plans are going to work.
Ryan, apparently they don't understand.
Yeah, the alligator's going to fucking be like superhuman here in a second.
He's gonna speak ball.
Yeah, dude, he's going to love it. He's like, I need more. Just give him value.
Oh, they've gone undercover for some reason.
Yeah, why?
Right, because they need to be undercover.
Yeah, it's the smallest town in the world. They fucking are
already know them.
I mean, his flannel doesn't even look like it's been worn at all.
You know who the guy in the
at the Walmart.
You know who the guy in the ball cap should have been? Steve Austin should have been in this movie.
Ooh.
This would have been a much better movie if Steve Austin was in it.
Oh man.
I don't think not the budget.
My neighbor's house blew up.
Who? Oh,
Steve Austin, man.
When? They had
oh, it's David Harbour.
And it literally blew up. And we were sitting in the house and like our walls shook and I was like, what the hell's going on out there? And you know, me and my nosy self, so I went and looked outside and like it like
just smoke everywhere.
And then like next thing you know, you see this guy and this girl like stumbling out of the house and I'm like, you guys good? Like what's going on? Like, did you guys leave the gas on? And they're like, yeah, that's what happened.
They look like they've rocked up to the Nightbeast / Bubba the Redneck Werewolf convention.
It might be.
Meth.
My mom said to knock you out. Good guy.
He's fine. He's on meth.
He's got a cross on his arm. He's a nice guy.
Can the alligator just kill all these people? Because this movie is fucking boring.
Boring? They need to set up this fucking KKK meeting.
Eric Roberts should have been in this movie.
Again, I don't think they had the budget. Like, that's why they got the random guy from Jack.
Well, that is true. What do the five fingers say to the face? Slap!
$5,000 on a slap bet? Let's go, baby. This guy's getting rocked.
This is the weirdest remake of Over the Top ever.
Dude, that movie's so tight. Dude, is this on here? It's all on Tubi.
This machine, it says he's got tattooed on his arm.
Yeah, it's fucking KKK rally.
Gotta put my earplugs in so the slap doesn't hurt my ears.
Mm.
Oh.
Oh, I guess that actually does make sense.
Oh, you know they have this for real now. All right.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so tight. It's so fucking cool to watch.
Good old game of up hit you in the face, you hit me in the face.
Dude, these guys just fucking wail on each other. And then the girls are even worse, dude. The girls fuck each other up so hard.
It hurts worse if they had their wedding ring on.
Yeah, you wear your ring the other way. See,
you right now, you and me, Bachi, we have a slap fight right now.
You didn't touch it. That was terrible acting.
Yep. They couldn't wrestle.
I don't recommend anybody have a slap fight right now.
I don't know. That guy looks like he might enjoy it. He's going to be like, ooh, you make out.
No. Dominatrix shit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to slap fight you, Crib.
He looked like he liked that.
Dude, just punch Craven. I mean, slap Craven. He'll be fine.
Oh, God. Who's at the door?
Fake blood. That was so tight.
Hello, Craven. It's your brother, Chameleon. I'll slap you.
It's like Krampus.
We are not doing this bit again. You're not my brother.
I am, Craven. I'm your brother.
The bit wasn't funny last week.
Yeah, it was, because I was your brother. And also, I'm not Chameleon now, I'm Marcy. Hello, everyone. I'm Super Marcy. I own the Super Podcast.
Red one.
I don't know who that's convincing, because I don't say that when I walk into a room.
But I'm Super Marcy now. No one can tell the difference.
Oh, he got rocked. He's dead.
Chameleon, do you just want me to slap you in the face? Because I can.
Possibly, maybe.
He'd like it.
Do you want to try it?
Yes. Oh, wow, that bad. Oh, my face just. Oh, my face just turned into batch.
No. Hold on. No, use this.
Oh, my face just turned into David Harbour. Oh, my face just turned to Brock Connors.
You need to just go.
That's aggressive.
Dude, where the fuck is this alligator? Is he not sleeping?
My face
is not
turned into a meth gator. Snap, snap, snap. I want some meth. Oh! Anyways, I better get going. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Does anybody know that guy? He's weird.
I don't know. I just find him very annoying. Well, at least today I have.
I have no idea who that dude is.
I know. I just feel very annoyed today.
Do you ever, like, fast forward to the end of movies or stuff like that?
No.
See what happens?
No. We watch the entire movie.
That's how this show got so weird, because we had to sit through so many of these movies. Characters started popping up.
That makes sense.
Yeah, when sometimes the movie gets boring. Yeah, sorry.
sometimes they're influenced by the movies. Sometimes they're just the weird-ass high ideas that we have.
Yes. Which we won't confirm or deny any of that.
Yes.
It's pretty.
Oh, evil. Fucking ad. 50-04.
That guy looks like he belongs in the movie.
Okay, Zuzu.
Oh.
Yeah, definitely belongs in the movie. They just blew out the lab.
Wait, this is the meth lab. This is just a car. This is just a garage.
I want a donut. It
sounds good.
Doesn't it? Do we have donuts open around
here? We're back 50-06.
Meth donuts.
I'll buy if you fly.
Meth donuts.
Look, I haven't eaten all day. I'm hungry. Stop talking about food.
Maybe that's why you're in a bad mood. Maybe you should go get a snack.
I don't have any Snickers.
I was gonna say, Snickers a thing.
Just
be careful, I might turn into Joe Pesci pretty soon.
Oh no.
I mean, that would require me getting taller, but
indeed.
I just want this meth gator to fucking eat people.
Yeah, it's been like 20 minutes since the meth gate.
He's trying to get more meth, okay? He's fiending.
Why are they going like
sick.
Line? What do you call it?
He's dope sick.
Yeah, the gator's dope sick. He's trying to.
Yeah, but they're going to go zip lining, and that's really boring.
He's got to go sell his mom's TV real quick to get some money for meth. That's why he's not around.
Whee! Is the alligator gonna like eat them while they do this? Yeah, eat that guy.
Yeah, I was like, that's obviously a stunt man. He's stopped. The line stopped because he's too big.
Ah.
What does his tattoo say?
This machine.
Yeah, but there's more underneath it.
This machine has run out of petrol.
I thought the lab got blown up by the alligator going to eat the meth.
I figured they have a second lab, so they have to like zip line to the lab.
This is hilarious. This is like a fucking Three Stooges fucking thing right here.
Oh! Dude,
the alligator's gonna kill him. Just hurry up and do
he
it.
He has some big balls. He can't.
There we go. Finally.
He pulls out a gun.
Oh shit. Oh shit.
Oh, now all of a sudden he's scared.
I think the alligator's bulletproof.
He eats the bullets. Wouldn't they just automatically fall? Yeah,
they're on a different zip line, I think.
How did he stop the zip line, though?
He's too big.
Couldn't the alligator be really fat by now?
Yeah, he's like, what up?
Who's next?
Y'all got any meth?
Can we point out that he ate the juicy one again?
He did. Also, has a black guy died yet? I don't think a black guy's died in this movie yet.
Because they're not juicy.
I don't think there is any black people in this movie except for the one that's the detective.
I think they just have the one token guy who might make it. I don't know.
He's going to make it.
But, like, wouldn't the alligator be really fat by now?
He is really fat. But no, because he does so much meth, he gets stay skinny.
Oh, because he works it off by running around. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this meth addiction.
I've never seen a meth head that eats so much. I'm just saying.
Here, have a shot.
Yeah, but I feel like that's how hungry I am when I get the munchies.
Oh, he's both. He's drunk, too. He's fucked up. He's looking for some fucking cheeseburgers or something. That's why he's eating all these people. He's like, I gotta get some food in my system. If I don't, I'm gonna throw up. I got too many drugs in my OD.
I feel like they're not even making an effort to get the gator, so they shouldn't really be complaining.
Yeah, they probably spend most of their budget on the gator, and they can only have it like for a certain amount of seeds, so they have to have all this filler around it.
Just wait till my pick. There's a lot of filler in that movie.
Yeah, they spent a lot of fucking money on the gator CGI and all of the meth. The meth was probably the most expensive thing they had on here.
Hey, everyone got paid with meth to do this movie, so.
Oh, he's gonna die.
Well, to be fair, Marcy, like, yeah, the movie you've picked does have filler, but it has, like, a cool sim score over it, so it balances it out. Mm.
The gator's driving the car.
He's in the back seat.
Take me to the dealer.
Now I gotta go pick up my royalty check from Jag.
Gator's gonna carjack this guy for some money. Oh, he's got meth too.
I told you, everyone got paid with meth to be in this movie. No, he thinks he's going to kill it, but it's going to
called meth.
Why did
they? Why made a movie called Mare Milf? Meth Milf.
Meth Milf.
He's a Hank Hill. When Hank Hill fucking
yes.
I don't think anyone heard your joke, babe.
That's all right.
I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Was it good?
You just died. Speak up for yourself.
I was saying, like, they should make a movie called Meth Milf.
Just be the ugliest, skinniest, gross, methed out bitch you've ever seen in your life.
Just no teeth, no hair.
Yeah.
Skinny, hasn't showered in 17 weeks.
Skin all fucking scratched out. That's so hot. Yeah, so hot.
Casting call, Jefferson County.
Yeah, we're gonna write Meth Milf. I can't even say it. Meth Milf.
So there you go. It's like a tongue twister.
It is. Right. Three times fast. This movie is way better than the other one I was going to pick.
I'm just trying to think, how do we tie this movie back to Secret Life of a Dominatrix?
Oh, we already did.
Did we?
I can't say it either. That's a tongue twister.
It is. Try to say it three times fast.
Meth milf.
It's like saying Irish watch.
It's so fucking hard. Who's Liam? Oh, he's dead.
It's Liam. They're calling for Liam Neeson.
He's dead.
Well, see, that guy there went to the BDSM club from that movie from last week.
Yes. Yeah. I can vouch for that. He went there on holiday. I've been out here for about 6 hours.
Wouldn't it just be funny if some meth addict came out of the water instead of the gator?
The Meth Gator has been a guy in a costume this entire time.
I would have made this better, to be fair.
It's really Barney.
Yeah, where are all the meth heads in this little city? Snipe his ass.
I love meth. You love meth.
Look at his little claws.
It just wants a pat.
Yeah, he just wants somebody to do meth with.
He just wants a meth hug. He's understood, like sensitive Victor Crowley.
Indeed.
See, I'm going to end up adopting the meth gator.
Did you see the tape fall off the cop car? Did you see the little fucking piece of
tape? I saw it now. There are the tapes on the door.
Yeah, dude, it's so
funny. Oh, it's even worse on that side.
Does no one own a rocket launcher in this town?
Oh!
Well, I guess he's not going to get that more of those JAG residual payments anytime soon.
Yeah.
Oh! Fuck that car.
Fuck that car.
Is the gator male or female?
With that CGI amount of rage, it's a woman, clearly. Just put a Karen wig on it and you're all set.
Oh my god.
Meth Gator Karen.
Karen Gator.
Oh my god. I can't imagine some fucking Karen on meth. Oh. Teeth all John and shit, getting all mad at people.
She would speak to every manager.
Right.
It's funny we're watching this movie today because I think earlier, I think I was on Instagram and a video popped up on my feed that had someone with an alligator, like a pet alligator that they look after, like a little baby one, about probably, yeah, well, I guess a little bit bigger. But the sad part is it doesn't have half, it only has half its mouth.
Oh.
Oh, I've seen that.
Like the top half, yeah, the top half, like, is gone, and it's only just the bottom half.
Aww.
So,
that's what happens
you see
when
just like its little eyes. Wait,
wait, wait. Fucking hell.
Exactly. The gator's teeth fell out.
They tell you, don't do meth because dentistry, getting dental work is so fucking expensive. So,
that makes total
sense.
I
mean, the gator probably doesn't have dental insurance, so...
I'm pretty sure a lot of people that end up addicted to meth don't have health insurance of some kind. I don't know.
Oh, wait, they have.
Maybe I'm being very judgmental. I don't know.
He's mucked out.
No, he's ice.
How did they get ice?
How is he in ice?
He's part meth now.
He's part meth.
Listen.
I'm really confused how he was in the water, but it looked like he was frozen.
It's because the gator turned him into crystal meth.
Jesus.
Is the gator turned into Breaking Bad now?
Yeah, he shit out that man. He shits meth now.
Coming soon to Champions. Champions' latest dancer, Crystal Meth.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Marcassin and Wallow.
Doesn't have all her teeth. One eyebrow.
She looks like a grandma, but she's fucking like 21.
Yeah.
Face like a fucking catcher's mitt.
The leverer the better, honey.
Dude, that's what we used to call my first ex-wife. The catcher's mitt, because her face looked like a catcher's mitt.
You married her, you picked her.
I know, but then I realized her face looked like a catcher's mitt, and I couldn't look
America
at that for the rest of my life. I couldn't look at a catcher's mitt the rest of my life.
America.
I love baseball, but shit.
I am actually really disappointed no one's got, like, bombs and shit.
Oh, now he's got a bazooka.
You ask her if she'd catch your balls.
Finally.
No, but that would have been really funny.
Oh, look, there's the rocket launcher.
Oh, my God. That is his dad.
Oh, no, Dad. He's not his son. He just likes calling everyone son.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Sideburns is going to take the...
She's gonna be the hero.
Okay, well, they finally have some kind of weapon to fight the gator.
Yes.
Detective's gonna be like dramatically injured, but it's gonna be like a stomach, some kind of a laceration.
How is there quicksand there?
Slow bleed. It's okay, you hold on.
I think you need to write a movie.
Swampy Meadows.
I told you, it's like my fucking crotch. Swampy.
That's what a girl at work said about my hometown. She was like, I just assume that everyone in Louisiana, like, no one has cars. Everybody just has fan boats.
I'm confused where the quicksand is meant to be in this place.
Oh, it's like marsh. Like, there's no... You just... It's like mud. Like, thick mud.
Yeah, but that's not sand. It's mud. Call it mud. Why are they calling it quicksand?
Yeah, but, you know, quick mud doesn't sound.
It's not quite the same ring.
It's muddy. Yeah, it's a muddy, swampy. You could, like, fall in.
Oh, I think they're going to try to... So they're basically, their plan is to trap the gator in the quicksand or quick mud.
I don't think they actually have a plan.
No, they just found the meth
lab.
The
plan is there's no plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're actually trying to find the meth lab. Which they just happen to just walk up to it and find.
Oh, right.
It's huge.
And why is he taking that into the meth lab?
I told you he looked like he had some weird shit in his basement.
That's the gator. That's where the gator lives. He's got a nice-ass fucking... underground lair.
Like
he's
Mr.
a basement
Cat
gator.
SpongeBob.
Yeah, he just
pictures on his wall.
Just makes meth all day.
Yeah, I'm sure they just leave the meth lab like this with no one there.
Yeah.
I just imagine like a gator dressed up like Bryan Cranston in Breaking Bad.
With his little like Heisenberg hat.
Yes.
No half measures.
How have they looked for this for years when they found it in 5 fucking minutes?
And this was next door to the bar the entire time.
Listen, this is not what real meth labs look like. They do not look like this. It's like a fucking shed in somebody's backyard or a fucking...
Or in their car.
Yeah.
Or in a trailer or,
Yeah, this is
nice. Or
like
a camper. Like, that's what the people
were in. So basically Breaking Bad on episode 1 in the little camper.
Yeah.
That's how I imagine it is.
Oh.
James got too strong.
God, I'm so hungry. I want to eat a meth gator.
I'm going to order up some gator burgers.
Actually, I wouldn't eat the meth gator. I like the meth gator.
I think Stampy's a meth elephant at this point.
Well, he's in the basement. He's fine in the basement. He's all good.
He's going to need to clean up his mess, or he's going to get the machete to his toes.
Don't say that. I'm already missing a toe. What?
The gator. He's going to need to clean up his messes that he's making, or he's going to get a machete to the toes.
No, he's fine.
He's messy.
Oh, he's fucked up still. He's riding high.
The gator wants to cook his meth.
He's gonna open the meth lab door. He's gonna open the door.
Well, he can smell it. He can smell through the vent.
Did somebody say Beth? I like how they just use trays like you put it in an oven.
Why
it's like
they,
the shittiest meth lab, though.
Why are they taking cover when the gator doesn't have a gun?
Why did they lock the door?
Right. You can take the shot, Dante. Are you
sure? Yeah, I'm too old. You two haven't had the training. He's got a handgun and he's going to pull the trigger. Really? Okay.
Who's got the RPG? Where'd that go?
He's just put it on the side there.
Yeah, I can see it right there.
Dude, here it comes. It's coming for the meth.
The gator just walked into this meth lab and saw the cops, and he's all like...
Dude, he is all meffed out. They're not going to take him down.
3 minutes.
I'd like to see Macho Man as a gator.
They're gonna fucking launch the RPG inside the fucking basement.
Macho Gator. Oh! Oh!
They blow up the poor gator.
The end.
All right,
how did the rest of the meth lab not blow up? And why is it not blown up?
How is he not fucking blown to smithereens?
We just saw it blow up.
You'd be surprised on how hard crocodile skin is.
But
they literally showed it blowing up.
He's got meth on his
face. Time for a parade and fireworks. You just had the fireworks. Your brain is exploding.
Oh, it's Chad.
Please tell me that they're barbecuing the alligator when we get back. Please.
Look at all... Look at all this stock footage. Oh, you know what? I think I know where. How many minutes is left of this movie, Marcy? Can you tell us? Okay, 20 minutes. So I think I figured it out. There's two meth gators, and that was a baby meth gator.
Maybe
an alligator. DEA.
What is going on? We gotta figure this out. All right, man. I'll see you later.
DEA, dude eats alligator.
He needs some milk.
And now it's going to turn into Ivan the Meg or Piranha 3D or...
Dude, the gator's coming to the parade, man. I told you, he's not dead.
There's America. That flag again. America.
America, baby.
Welcome to Meth America.
There's three flags. Four flags. I saw four flags in that frame.
Murfica.
Oh, fucking ad. 1 hour, 12 minutes, 46 seconds.
Good.
Aaron Andrews, what happened to your arms?
Oh, it's a quick ad. 1 hour, 12 minutes, 47 seconds.
There's no way.
But they just left it there, and it wasn't blown up, even though we saw it blow up.
They should have grilled him, like you
said. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Like, yeah, they're going to eat
his
ass.
They could have made chili. They could have made lots of things. A purse, some shoes, some boots.
Oh!
He deflated.
Do you know what that smells like?
They said they weren't going to use the meat because it was on all the meth.
Did they go on a date to this fair? Like, what's going on?
Yes.
The tape on the car isn't even straight.
She didn't have a choice. He did just put her in the back.
She did not have a choice. She's going on the date where she
Yeah.
Gators don't shed, do they?
That he was like falling apart so quickly, that gator.
He said he shed.
Oh,
what is he doing alive?
There's more than
I don't know. I'm gonna look this up.
No, he said the gator shed and he got bigger.
Yep.
I don't think they shed.
Hold on.
I'm gonna look.
Oh.
My phone.
Yeah, we need to investigate this.
I think Bede is. Are you looking that up, Bede?
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
They're all running around. They're like, oh my god, these drums are so heavy. Drop the drums. I'd be like, fuck this instrument. I'm gonna get eaten by a fucking gator.
It says that they do.
Really?
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
How have we ever found this out?
Process, though. It helps to keep their skin healthy and free of parasites.
Okay, they shed their skin, but they don't shed into a new fucking body that's bigger.
No, no.
Like this movie's implying.
That's just for the theatrics.
It's gonna eat pops.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no!
Like
I'll say this about this movie: at least the CGI compared to like Asylum movies from over 10 years ago looks way better.
Mm.
It's that Tubi money, y'all.
Pops died in fucking buffering slow motion. On my end, at least. Mm.
I like how the gator just eats it all whole.
It is a girl.
Everyone whole.
She had lipstick.
Oh.
That was cute.
It was that dude's blood.
I know.
Oh.
Quick, everyone, hide
that
your
was
meth.
His dad. The sheriff was his
it was
dad.
His dad?
Yeah.
That was his dad.
Did his dad die? I already called it.
Just now, yeah.
Called it.
That was his dad. I didn't know that was his real dad.
Well, I'm sure that there's a little something going on there.
It has to be.
Quick, let's get out of here. Forget the people. Run away.
Yeah, fuck them.
Hey, we all know what happens when you're on a boat-like structure.
You get hit.
No, you didn't lose that meth out gator.
Oh, no, they're heading to... Everyone, if we go this way, we'll find the Titanic 666.
He just grabbed his arm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, the guy to the right is going first.
Oh, since the movie finished, I can't wait to eat food. Oh, my God.
This green screen is fantastic.
I'm telling you she's going to save the day.
I don't think she's going to save the day. I think he, the main character, is.
It's going to be it's going to be Channing Tatum who's going to save the day.
I thought he died.
He did die.
Yeah, didn't he get eaten? I can't even remember anymore.
That was lipstick.
No. Her dad. Big, no-neck, fucking...
Oh, just kidding.
Veiny guy.
The dude who keeps piling this, this little boat thing in the background, he looks like he's sleeping half the time in the
yes,
background.
Yes, I was like, who's that guy?
Has no lines, has nothing. He just wears glasses and just sits there and just drives around.
I can't see Marcy. The microphone. I keep like going around so I can see her.
Well, everyone, we're here on Titanic 4.
Can they just like end this movie? Something happened.
Do something, movie.
All the budget went to just using the cool shots of the gator, and everything else is just really filler.
Yeah.
Probably just left him a little
Yeah.
I'll see ya. Okay, bye.
Then all of a sudden, the thing for the lake and creep show just creeps up and just eats him.
Yes.
Nah, that gator doesn't like dark meat.
Oh. He's gonna get high on the meth.
Great. Yeah.
That's not how meth works.
He's gonna get high on meth himself so he can fight the gator with his bare hands. He's gonna be like Liam Neeson in Day of the Animals with that bear.
Did you say Liam Neeson?
Sorry, Liam Neeson.
Leslie Nielsen. Imagine if the animals in that movie were on meth.
I think they probably were. Especially those rats that were flying everywhere. Oh, here he comes. Oh, she comes.
This fucking alligator.
The ironic thing is the alligator's name is Allison.
Alligator.
Yes.
I love it.
Oh, God.
It really does run like Freddy.
It does.
How long before Alligator becomes a character on this show?
Not for a while. She can work as a dancer at Champions.
Why is he just shooting with,
the pink crystal meth?
Yes. And Frank and Hooker Lassa. I like how they're up against an alligator. And they're wearing bulletproof vests.
Apparently, what I've learned from this movie is that we could use...
I don't know why that's making me laugh for some reason. It's like, I don't think the bulletproof vest is going to
stop
an alligator.
He just said, you're going to blow the alligator.
Yeah, they were...
Ew!
They were taking cover in the meth lab. Like the gator had a gun.
They're going to blow the alligator, eh?
With
fireworks. That's what the subtitle said.
Too heavy, baby.
Okay, baby, this is how you hold a giant one. First of all, you gotta hold it with both hands, and you gotta stroke it very nicely. And then eventually it'll pop.
You're not allowed to describe things anymore.
We have to say the lead-up joke first. Beat, how does it work?
Oh,
yes. So anyways, this is how it works. It's first
Okay, now it's blown up.
All right, now that's barbecue.
Yeah,
we have with made fireworks. For 6 months.
Alligators bursting in
air. Happy 4th of July, everyone, even though it's a Memorial Day movie.
I told you he was dead.
No, he's not. He jumped into the lake. He saw his belly
he's
flop.
He's gonna have that dramatic wound to his abdomen.
What? Dante escaped that inferno.
He's crazy.
And that peak.
I understood that reference. But unfortunately, he still got shot in a deleted scene from Clerks.
Oh, no.
And the worst part was that he wasn't supposed to be there today.
No, he just looks like he drowned.
No.
Damn it, Dante.
Look, dramatic abdomen wound. How much you gonna bet? Oh, no, he's dead.
Yeah, he belly flopped in that water and he's face down.
We're not gonna save him doing CPR like that.
He doesn't know how to do that.
Obviously.
Well, we know he spits.
But doesn't.
If he would swallow, he would
not swallow.
Right?
See, this is why it's better to spit and not swallow, because you'll die if you swallow.
Nah, it just comes
just
in.
Just don't inhale.
Yeah. Goes out your nose.
This cafe needs a lot of Lone work Star done in the front yard.
Oh, I see it now.
Cue the Sarah McLachlan music.
Oh, yes. Give me 1 second.
It's over.
Where is it? Where is it? Oh, here it is. Oh, that's not it. Ah! Okay.
Oh, it's too late. It's too late.
Damn, oh, okay.
Damn it. Okay. Ah, stop the music. Yeah, there we go. Sorry, Sarah, you have to go now.
Yeah, you can't be taking like... that one. So, what, only 3 people died in this entire movie?
No. I'm pretty sure there was more than that. Like that.
They're only honoring 3 of them.
Because you know why? Fuck them hillbillies.
Meanwhile, this is their Narconon meeting because they're all addicted to meth now.
Yeah, their NA meeting.
Right.
Mm. Oh. Oh.
Did they get a hat that says Gator Bait?
Gator Bait. Will you take me out to a
I don't want my daughter with a black man.
But his daddy's white.
And also, who's going to clean up the front yard of my cafe?
That's racist.
If I was a god there, I'd clean it. Meanwhile, back at the stock footage of this lake.
Yep. The gator's got eggs somewhere. Meth eggs.
Meth eggs.
Meth eggs.
Oh, guess not.
That's it.
That's all.
Meanwhile, coming up next, Alligator Alley, Jurassic Domination, Alligator X, Mississippi River Sharks, and Mega Python versus Gatoroid.
Dude, Jurassic Domination.
Did he say Gatoroid?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mega Python versus Gatoroid.
But yes, that was Meth Gator. And that is the end for this week's episode of the To Be Tuesdays podcast. And we hope you all enjoyed this episode. And before we wrap up the show today, Marcy, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Just go to supermarcy.com. You can find everything about the To Be Tuesdays podcast, as well as the other podcasts that Bede and I are planning to continue doing, apparently. And I'm Super Marcy on the social media and Super_Marcy on Letterboxd. And that's about it. I can't be bothered right now.
And Batch, where can people find you out on the internet this
week? Every Tuesday on Web Tales of Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D network, where we recap classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to the present day. Follow me on my socials at BatchPop4D on the X, the Threads, and the Blue Sky.
Awesome. And Colin, where can people find you and Michelle on the show this week?
Trash Panda podcast every Thursday.
I meant the internet this week. I deeply apologize. And if people want to find me out there on the internet, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under B. Jemine. Find all my work over at supermarcy.com, and as well as follow my solo shows, Bede vs. the Living Dead, and its other shows on that network on all podcast streamers everywhere. So, yep, that is a wrap for this week's episode of the show. And we'll see you all next Tuesday for Marcy's Pick.
Fun.
Oh, yeah, baby. So we'll see you all then, everybody. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Adios.
Go, go, go. Drop the bags. All right, Farmer. We got runners. Shane?
Come on, man.
This ain't no ordinary gator. It ain't 50 pounds of meth, and it's 30 feet long.
Gator's got to be gone before the tourists get here.
This gator is much larger than I can handle.
You know, someone's gonna want more meth, and it's not gonna stop until it gets it.
It's gonna kill again.
Craig, behind you!
How does it feel to know you're about to lose to the new guy? Because we can fight to get off this island? Or do we can fight to stay on this island.
You got anything back there bigger?
I got something bigger.
No.
Let's kill this thing.
No, 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 no!
Whoa!